Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, Fractal Bitcoin. Welcome to today's Bitcoin news video. I'm Chris. Let's get right into the price update. Yeah, today we fell even more. Right now we're right around 61K, as you can see over here. Yeah, and this 60,800 level, which is the lowest yellow horizontal line here, you can see we touched it back here on March 20th, and we even wicked through it on March 5th. So it's possible we hold this area and then cruise back up, but it's also possible that we, over the next few weeks or so, come down and you see this area over here, 51 or 52K, this area. We could come down and touch this area, find it as support, and then continue the bull run. Yeah, I know everybody's bullish. Everybody wants it to go to $1 million tomorrow, but I mean, typically the halving is in 2 days. Typically, the price doesn't really start jumping really high until 6 months after the halving. So this whole price pump we've got up to a new all-time high, 73,000, that was due to the ETFs, but it was a very early spike pump. So coming down a little and relaxing a little bit is not bad at all. Like, literally not bad at all. It's probably even better. I know you might not want to hear that, but all right, let's move on to some news. Well, yeah, we're on block 839677, and the halving is in 2 days, 5 hours, 46 minutes. It's going to happen on April 19th at 7:32 p.m. here, Mountain Time. Right now, sats per dollar is 1,670 sats per dollar. And yeah, this is Next Block Coffee saying, me trying to buy the dip, but I have no money left to buy more. Yeah, shedding tears, real tears. It's a tough position to be in, right? If you don't have any more dry powder to buy, it's hard to buy the dip. Yep, and it's going down, guys. Back to flipping burgers, okay? Get out your McDonald's uniform again. It's over. You're going to be working at McDonald's the rest of your life. Here's an awesome post I found on LinkedIn, of all places. Bitcoin is up 6.5x over the past 4 years. If it does another 6.5x during the 2024 to 2028 halving epoch, that will put us at $410,000 per Bitcoin. Does $410,000 seem bullish or bearish to you? Yeah, and if we look at this, can I shut that? Yeah. These are the epochs. The blue one is Epoch 1, 2009 to 2012. The orange is 2012 to 2016. Red is 2016 to 2020. And the green is 2020 to 2024, which we're about to finish right now. And then the fifth epoch is going to start in 2 days. And we'll see. So 410K. Let's go. You think that's weird? You think that's crazy? We shall see. Here's a really nice article on the Bitcoin halving, Digital Scarcity in Action. So if you want to know more about the halving, what it is, how it works, you get an overview here. This is a really nice article, has a bunch of cool charts. In fact, this chart here is showing the Bitcoin issuance rate. So this is the rewards per block, or the subsidy, whatever the technical term is, okay? I'm not very technical with Bitcoin, but I know enough, right? This is a cool article. I'll link to it below, as I link to everything below. And by the way, we're going to be, this Friday, we're going to have a Bitcoin panel live stream, and we're going to be talking about the halving, and also doing a recap of BitBlock Boom, because a lot of us just came back from BitBlock Boom. So Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, live stream, let's go, right here on this channel. This is an awesome video from Get Based. They just put it out today. 15 years of Bitcoin in 15 minutes. Yeah, I'll link to this below, as with everything. But yeah, check out this video. Really cool. They talk to all these different Bitcoiners. And really, anyway, I actually haven't watched it yet because I haven't had time, because I'm trying to produce this video for you all. But yeah, this video, I'm sure it's going to be awesome. So check it out. And in ETF news, Hong Kong Bitcoin ETFs to start trading by April 30th and could bring in up to $25 billion, Matrixport and OSL reports. Also, the Chinese Year of the dragon is called Luang. Here we go. Let's go. All right. So yeah, more ETFs being adopted, more money coming in. This is really great for adoption and for a wider understanding of Bitcoin. Now, this is the little Bitcoin miner I have. I just got it recently. And the reason I'm showing you this is because, first of all, it's a pretty inexpensive miner. It's not very powerful, so the chances of me getting any rewards, I mean, the amount of rewards I'm going to get are very low. So is it even worth it? I don't know. I just wanted to mine Bitcoin, so I bought this BitAx. It's a single ASIC solo miner. And because I met the guys from Ocean at BitBlock Boom, I switched over my mining pool to Ocean. Yeah, Bitcoin mining as it was meant to be. So now I'm mining with Ocean, which I'm very happy about. So anyway, I just wanted to share that. Here's Michael Saylor telling you to elevate your thinking. Bitcoin. And he has some cool Bitcoin art, some AI art, I'm sure. Very cool AI art, right? And that's how I make all my thumbnails for this show, right? I use AI to create the thumbnails. All right, so this is your reminder to subscribe if you're not subscribed. And let's get into some fiat government nonsense because Bitcoin solves these issues. And this is all for context, right? Context. So just in, Federal Reserve's Jerome Powell says recent data shows lack of further progress in on inflation. So yeah, they really thought, oh, they're going to fix inflation by raising rates a little and stuff. It's like, dude, you can't print $36 trillion of money and expect there to not be inflation. Like these people, this is a complete scam. This whole Fed, everything. The Fed should not even exist. It's a whole scam. Everything's a scam. And so I'm just showing you this because what this means is they might not drop the interest rate this year. So that means like people were expecting the rate to be dropped to sort of to spur more financial and market growth. So I don't know what's going to happen. But again, they're causing the inflation. And then they're like, oh, you know, trying to play dumb. They're just stealing money. Now, this is pretty big. This is an article from The Guardian. The U.S. isn't just reauthorizing its surveillance laws. It's vastly expanding them. Yeah, and this is being voted on like this week. A little-known amendment to the reauthorized version of FISA would enlarge the government's surveillance powers to a drastic, draconian degree. And yeah, this is the FISA Section 702 reauthorization bill, which allows the NSA to force U.S. businesses to serve as surrogate spies. And this has advanced to the Senate. I think it made it through the House. So this is really bad. There's people online telling you to call your congressmen, call your representatives. I don't know if we can stop it, though. I mean, this is the politicians are the criminal class. And they're just, if they want to pass this, they're going to pass it. Doesn't matter how many times you call. It doesn't matter. They're going to pass this. I guarantee they pass this. Why would they not? They're all in it together. They're all criminals together. And they want this. They want it to become a more authoritarian state. And this is how they do it. So it's going to happen. Unfortunately, it's really, really bad. Really bad. Yeah, and here's Emerald Robinson sort of summarizing a quote from Speaker Mike Johnson. And they're sort of calling out Mike Johnson because he pretty much said, this is a paraphrased quote, by the way. This is not an exact quote, but it's very close. I've seen the exact quote. When I was a member of the, and this is Speaker Mike Johnson saying this. When I was a member of the judiciary, I saw the abuses of the FBI, hundreds of thousands of terrible abuses. And then I became Speaker and got the confidential briefing to understand how important it is for national security. What? Yeah, translation, I saw the file they have on me. Yeah, this is like, oh, I got into government to help people. And then when I got into government and I got that position, I had a closed door meeting with people I didn't know. And they basically threatened him and told him, this is what you're going to do. This is what you're going to say. This is the position you're going to hold. And he said, okay, thank you. And he just caved to the deep state or whoever's doing all this, right? And this is why getting your guy in government, it's not, I mean, even look at Trump. Trump did some things, but he didn't drain the swamp, because it's impossible for any one person to get into the U.S. government and really change things. It's impossible. If you think I'm wrong, please comment. I'd love to hear your argument. But mostly when people argue with me on this, they don't have an argument. They're just like, oh, well, you know, just dumb people, trolls, right? So, all right, let's move on. This is terrible. Oh, but here, this is some good censorship stuff, right? This is new. Wikipedia CEO admits to censorship with government coordination. Okay, Wikipedia CEO admits to censorship with government coordination. The government is censoring Wikipedia, okay? Think about that. Digest that for 2 seconds. This is absolute insanity. And guess what? That's not it. Wow, ChatGPT refuses to talk about the Biden family corruption, but has no problem talking about Trump's debunked collusion with Russia. Definitely no political bias here. Yeah, all these GPTs and ChatGPT, these are all biased as F. They're all garbage. I use ChatGPT, and I actually pay for it because I use it to generate my images, right? But if you ask it anything like this, any political stuff or any racial stuff, anything, all the woke stuff, it's literally these GPTs have been programmed to be completely woke and ridiculous and to spew the same lies that the mainstream media, or I should say the corporate media, always spews. It's terrible. So don't trust any of these Wikipedia, GPTs. You have to realize we're in a dire situation. This is an authoritarian government trying to exert more power everywhere, and they're doing it. So just beware of it. All right, here's one thing you can do. Read this. I want to read this. It's a book called The Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare. Yeah, and it's by Lieutenant General U.S. Army retired Michael T. Flynn and Sergeant U.S. Army retired Boone Cutler. And if you're not sure, like I wasn't, what is fifth generation warfare? Well, glad you asked. It's warfare conducted primarily through non-kinetic military action, such as social engineering, misinformation, and cyber attacks, along with emerging technologies like artificial intelligence and fully autonomous systems. So yeah, it's social engineering, misinformation, fake news, right? It's brainwashing. It's a psychological operation, right? A psyop. That's part of fifth generation warfare. So this is what they're using. This is what they're doing. You just have to know that they're doing it. And if you want to read this book, I mean, you can. It's a citizen's guide to fifth generation warfare. That's why I want to read it. Like, what does it say? So yeah, and this is a story. India Bitcoin Conference 2024 to take place on September 20th to the 22nd in Goa, India. Yeah, so, you know, and here's the subtitle. The largest democracy on the planet is open and ready for Bitcoin, and we have laid the groundwork for Bitcoiners to lead the way, announced the conference organizers. Yeah, so, you know, all right, well, let's go. I didn't know, I mean, India has sort of flip-flopped on Bitcoin. I guess India is okay with Bitcoin now. I don't know. Maybe it was the mining that they're flip-flopping on. But India is a little weird with certain things like privacy messengers. They banned a bunch of private messengers. So yeah, so look, again, Bitcoin will wear any country down, even Norway, right? I just reported on Norway. They're not going to allow any mining and yada, yada. Yeah, guess what? Bitcoin's going to win. If you had to bet on Bitcoin versus Norway, you take Bitcoin all day long. Same thing, Bitcoin versus India. Who wins? Bitcoin. Is there a trend here? My goodness. Let's go. All right, well, here's our website. And all our posts are here and a bunch of information. But on the top here, this link, click it. Join our locals community. This is where we hang out in our locals community. And also, don't forget the live stream every Friday. But this Friday is a special one because of the halving. And I'm going to have a bunch of awesome people on the Bitcoin panel. So that's it for today. This is your Bitcoin news video. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel and like the video and all that stuff. And I'm really happy to be on this journey with you, learning more about self-sovereignty, sound money, learning more about corrupt governments and learning how we can take in a lot of knowledge and gain wisdom and create a better life, create better lives for ourselves and create a better world, because the world we live in is completely corrupt and idiotic and demonic, pretty much. And that's why, that's really what I'm doing here at Fractal Bitcoin, is trying, it's not just Bitcoin, it's the whole package, right? Bitcoin is the biggest part of it, because Bitcoin is what allows us to take the money out of the government's hands, give it back to the people, okay? So anyway, that's it for today. Thanks for watching. I'll see you for tomorrow's video. All right, bye.